welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. I'm here today with Vanderbilt dietetic interns Jennifer Franklin and Allie Evans, and we're going to be spending the next few minutes talking about the pros and cons of some of the fad diets that are on the market today, and then also a little bit more about how you can lose weight in a more healthy way. So thanks for being here today to both of you.
Thank you.
And my first question that I have for you, I guess I'll direct to Jennifer, is can you just tell me about some of the fad diets that you've been researching that are on the market?
I guess one of the most popular ones today, or the newest one on the market, is the Taco Bell drive-thru diet. Another one would be the Dr. Siegel's cookie diet, and the cabbage soup diet, which has been around forever, the Master Cleanse, and also Nutrisystem is pretty popular these days.
Okay, those are all ones that I've heard of. Can I ask you a couple questions about those specifically? Let's go to the Taco Bell drive-thru diet first, because we have a Taco Bell here on the Vanderbilt campus, as you know. What are the pros and cons of that particular program?
Well, the pros of the Taco Bell drive-thru diet would be it is inexpensive and it's quick and convenient. So for college students, for people on the go, yes, you can drive through and pick up something quick and easy. But there's more cons to this diet than pros, obviously. They only offer 7 choices from their Fresco menu, and the choices are still relatively high in calories and fat.
Okay, so maybe once in a while, but not for an everyday kind of thing.
Right.
Okay. All right, now tell me about this cookie diet. What's that all about?
Okay, this was developed by Dr. Siegel, and it is pretty much a replacement method for meals, and you eat 1 or 2 cookies per meal or maybe a shake, and the cookies are only 90 calories. So if you eat sweets, it's a good way to kind of get these in. That's a pro of the diet. But a con would be it's very expensive, they're not balanced meals, and it's very repetitive. So you could probably get burnout on the cookies, and you're not getting those nutrients that we need from everyday diet.
Right. It's too much of one thing, and I would get sick of that really fast.
Right.
Okay. What about, we'll skip the cabbage soup diet. I'm really dying to know about this Master Cleanse. Tell me about that.
So the Master Cleanse is lemon juice, water, cayenne pepper, and maple syrup. Sounds terrible, I know, but people drink this as maybe a 3-day cleanse or even a 10-day. Some people extend it out that far. So it's very inexpensive, but lacks a lot of nutrients, extremely low calories, and you can imagine you'd remain pretty hungry throughout the entire week.
It sounds like a starvation diet.
Right.
To me. There's nothing to it. Wow. Okay. And then Nutrisystem, I've heard a lot about that, and you hear their commercials on television a lot. What are the pros and cons of that one?
Well, they do have a variety of choices, and they do offer well-balanced meals, and they're delivered to your home. We've seen celebrities do this and read about it in magazines and see it on TV, but the con to this is it's highly processed, and they lack the education. It doesn't teach us how to cope in the real world and how to do portion control, and it is also very expensive.
Okay, great. That gives us kind of an overview of some of the common fad diets. And now I'm going to ask you, Allie, a little bit about some low-calorie snack ideas that maybe people could try if they're trying to lead a healthier lifestyle and eat healthier at work and at home. What are some things that they could try as snack ideas?
Sure. So some snack ideas, and I guess we'll just go with a 90 to 100 calorie range. And that's, I guess, comparable to Dr. Siegel's cookie diet.
Uh-huh.
But some alternatives that you could have for the same amount of calories include 2 cups of broccoli with a tablespoon of low-fat dressing or about 1 ounce of low-fat cheese. You could have a Laughing Cow cheese wedge with 5 or 6 crackers or 10 baby carrots with 2 tablespoons of hummus. Some other alternatives include just, you know, your typical fruit, so an apple, banana, orange, things like that. Or a cup of grapes, or any type of berries. And then also, which some things that are really popular, the 100-calorie packs. And so those have a lot of variety. You can get anything from Cheez-Its to Oreos, and I know a lot of people like those because those are quick and convenient. And it's a nice change of pace, except instead of those 5 different flavor cookies that you get for 90 calories.
I know. It sounds a lot more satisfying, too. I think I would be a lot happier with a piece of Laughing Cow cheese and some crackers than I would with that same cookie every day. That would definitely get old fast. Well, in summary, I guess I would like for you to maybe spend a few minutes talking about, you know, the alternative to some of these fad diets. What are the main things that people really want to focus on as far as what they eat, maybe anything else that they want to do to sort of focus on a healthy lifestyle.
Okay. Well, the big downfall to these fad diets is that they're just really not sustainable. You may lose weight on them, but it's, like Jennifer said earlier, it's not the real world. It's not something that's a natural weight loss program. You know, once you go off of these and start to try to make your own meals, you may increase your calories. Like if you're having a Nutrisystem meal, they tend to be 100 to 300 calories. When you're at home and you go off of these and you make your own meal, it's really hard to make it that low. And so it's hard for people to stick with this, and then subsequently they may have more calorie intake and then they might gain that weight back. So it's easier if they can just do it naturally through eating real foods and learning, having the education component and making healthy choices along with physical activity every day.
A good method to try at home would be the plate method, and dietitians use this when counseling with patients. And that's just taking your standard 9-inch plate, and if you divide it down the middle and use half the plate for non-starchy vegetables like your broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, things like that, asparagus. Then on the other half, divide 1/4 for your meat and protein, you know, your beans or any sort of lean meat that you are fixing that night, and then the other 1/4 for your starch, like potato, some pasta, corn, things like that. So that's kind of a good way to have a well-balanced meal and also fill your plate and not feel like you're starving yourself.
That's a simple way to do it that makes sense. What about anything else that people should be incorporating into their regimen when they're trying to lose weight?
Well, if you're following the plate method, you also want to make sure, you know, you have a small serving of fruit as well and a serving of dairy. So an 8-ounce glass of low-fat milk and a piece of fruit would be great to complete, you know, your food guide pyramid. But then also, along with your healthy eating, you always want to incorporate your physical activity to help you lose that weight. So making that a daily habit and a routine along with your eating would be a good way to promote that healthy weight loss and keep it off.
Great. So thinking about the plate method and then also being sure to be physically active every day. Thanks to both of you, Jennifer and Allie, for being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.